This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer all over the Atlanta metropolitan area, all over the state of Georgia, all over the United States of America, all over the Western Hemisphere, all over, honestly, every continent, especially tonight as World Cup qualifying is going on all over the world. We talk about soccer wherever it is being played on the planet. That's what we do on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And this is going to be a definite globe-trotting edition of AST as World Cup qualifiers are coming down to the wire in some parts of the world. They have completed in one part of the world. We'll get you caught up on that. We'll talk about who's in, who's out, who might still be in, who's got work to do. We're going to bounce around the world right now in this first segment. We will get caught up on Atlanta United as well. They are back in action on Saturday against the Columbus Crew at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll talk about that. There's some rumors involving Mercedes-Benz Stadium and another match that could be coming next year. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the U.S. men's national team. We've got a win tonight over Japan in an international friendly. Everybody was freaking out about a friendly loss over the weekend. We'll see if there is equal reaction the other way after a friendly win tonight. We'll get into all that. But here in segment number one on AST tonight, let's go around the world. Start in Africa. The Cape Verde Islands, they could become the second smallest country to qualify for a World Cup. Huge win for them today. Senegal, they are bouncing back after a bad start to qualification. They might get back into the World Cup. Egypt, South Africa, the Ivory Coast, all moving in the right direction in qualifying. Let's start with Cape Verde. 1-0 home win over Cameroon. They are 4 points clear of Cameroon in Group D. They control their own destiny with two games to play in October. This African island archipelago has a population of just above 600,000 people. They won at home with a 54th minute goal from Dylon Livramento. Stripped Carlos Baleba of the ball in his own half, sprinted away from the defender, split two on the run, slotted the ball past Andre Onana, who used to be with Manchester United, will be leaving, it looks like, to Fenerbahce. Cape Verde now only need 3 points from two games next month, away to Libya and at home to Eswatini. Iceland is the smallest country to have played at the World Cup. 2018 at Russia, Iceland has about 350,000 people. Cape Verde, just a little bit more than that. They could be the second smallest ever. Senegal, they're really close to getting to their third straight World Cup. They were down 2-0. They came back to win 3-2 in Kinshasa against the Democratic Republic of Congo. 80,000 people were packed to capacity in the Stade des Martyrs 4 hours before the game started. Nicholas Jackson missed with a close-range header in the 5th minute. The Congolese opened the scoring through Cedric Bakambu in the 27th minute. Yohan Wiese, now of Newcastle United, extended the lead 5 minutes later. Senegal cut it to 2-1 in the 39th minute. Then Jackson equalized early in the second half, and Pape Matar Sarr won the game in the 87th minute with a volley to leave Senegal 2 points clear of second place. 2 points, not a guarantee, but 2 points clear going into the final two games. Egypt could have qualified today. They didn't. If they had won in Burkina Faso, they would have qualified. A scoreless draw means they still need 2 points from their final two games to make sure. African champions Ivory Coast, they are 1 point ahead of Gabon in Group F. Denny Boanga of LAFC tried everything possible to get a goal for Gabon in Franceville, but they could not pull that off. So Ivory Coast still has the control here. Gabon had the better chances. They were the better team by far. They hit the woodwork 3 minutes from the end, but they couldn't find the goal to go ahead and take control of the group. So they're still chasing in that group, 1 point back from Ivory Coast. Right now, they would be in a playoff spot. South Africa, they remain in the driver's seat in Group C. 1-1 home draw with Nigeria, which all but ends any chance of Nigeria not just directly qualifying, but maybe not even getting into the playoff. An own goal from Nigeria captain William Troostekong. That handed South Africa the lead. Calvin Bassey equalized right at halftime. But Nigeria couldn't do enough to win that match. So, the winners of the 9 qualifying groups in Africa will advance automatically to the World Cup. The 4 best runners-up advance to a playoff in November with the potential of a further place at the finals. That's where this one gets really tricky in Africa because of just that playoff situation and what it means coming up. And it's hard to judge it right now with where the teams are. Like right now, as we speak, Cameroon and Nigeria would miss the playoff. They would not be among the 4 best runners up. So Gabon right now has assured themselves of getting into the playoff. They still could qualify directly. Madagascar, DR Congo, and Burkina Faso right now are in the playoff spots. Cameroon, Namibia, Uganda, Benin, and Tanzania are the teams that are still chasing from second place positions, but they're on the outside looking in. Now, it's really tight because Burkina Faso in the last playoff spot right now is level on points with Cameroon, Namibia, and Uganda. So the way that part will work, the 4 best runners up will be drawn into playoffs to determine the African representative at the Interconfederational playoff. So basically semifinals and a final. That'll be played in November. The last round of games in Africa is in October. Okay, that's Africa. Let's go to Europe. Erling Haaland scored 5 goals today. Norway obliterated Moldova 11-1. Perfect record for Norway, and they extended their goal differential in a big way here. 15 points through 5 games. Biggest win of this World Cup qualifying cycle in Europe. Almost got to the all-time European World Cup qualifier record, a 12-0 win by West Germany against Cyprus in 1969. It does equal Norway's largest margin of victory ever in a competitive game. It keeps Norway 6 points ahead of Italy, who's in second place. Italy does have a game in hand, and Italy will host Norway later in qualification in November. Italy have to win out, they have to beat Norway, and then they have to flip the goal differential to get in. And that's going to be the challenge because of this result. That's what's so interesting here in this game. You know, you look at it and you're like, they won big. They ran up the score. What does that really matter? Well, it matters a lot in this scenario because of the way that it will potentially play out. So if Italy went out and they beat Norway, they will both finish on, doing the math here, they'll both finish 24 points, 21 points. Okay. But as we speak right here, now remember, Italy does have a game in hand. Norway's goal differential is plus 21 because of this 10-goal swing. Italy's is plus 5. You've almost made it impossible for Italy to jump Norway because the first tiebreaker is not head-to-head, which they'd split anyway. It's goal differential. And Italy has to overturn 16 in 4 games. They're probably not going to do it, even if they beat Norway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
I mean, can Italy beat Moldova 2-0? Norway beat them 11-1. So there's just not another way here. Italy will host Israel and Norway. Italy will go on the road in the last two games to Estonia and Moldova. But you're going to have to win massively again those two games on the road to try to have a chance to get ahead of Norway. I don't think you're going to do it. So I think Italy's looking at going to the playoffs in UEFA. We'll talk about that in a second. Portugal 3-2 win at Hungary in their World Cup qualifiers. Joao Cancelo, late winner. France, Kylian Mbappe scored a goal, set up another. They came back to win 2-1 against Iceland. France remains perfect. England, huge win, 5-0 away to Serbia. Big performance for them. Harry Kane scored his 74th goal for England. So in UEFA, it's somewhat similar to Africa in that the group winners will automatically qualify. The second round, the playoffs, it's the 12 group runners-up plus the best 4 Nations League group winners that aren't automatically in there. They either already qualified or finished second. So that gets a little confusing as to who will get into that playoff, but UEFA's playoffs are all amongst themselves, and they will basically create 4 bracketed semifinal and finals for 4 spots that will go to the World Cup directly, not go to the Interconfederational playoff. So yeah, it gets really interesting in UEFA. Looks like Italy is going to have to go that route to qualify. They haven't qualified for the last 2 World Cups. If they miss 3 in a row, that's insanity. Okay, let's go to South America. This is where all the drama was tonight. Now, who's qualified? They've completed their qualifying. The 18 rounds are done. I think it's the best World Cup qualifying schedule in the world. You play everybody home and away. Done. The top six teams, they booked their spots. Argentina, they had clinched way back. Their loss tonight in Guayaquil means that Ecuador, even starting with a penalty due to paperwork issues about a player being nationalized in the last World Cup cycle. Yeah, that happened. Ecuador, even with that penalty, still finished second. Colombia third, followed by Uruguay, Brazil, and Paraguay. In the playoff battle, Venezuela had the advantage coming into the night. They had a night that will live in infamy in Venezuelan soccer history. They lost at home to their bitter rivals, Colombia, 6-3. Not even a close one in this. A 6-3 loss, which is beyond devastating for Venezuelan soccer. Luis Suarez of Colombia scored 4 goals in this one. Yerry Mina opened the scoring in the 10th. Venezuela actually took the lead in the 3rd minute. Miami's Telasco Segovia scored first. Yerry Mina scored in the 10th for Colombia, so it's 1-1. Joseph Martinez scored in the 12th minute. That made it 2-1. But then Luis Suarez of Colombia, not the Uruguayan Luis Suarez, we'll talk about him later on tonight too. Luis Suarez scored to make it 2-2 in the 42nd minute, then again in the 50th minute, then again in the 59th minute, then again in the 67th minute. 5-2. Solomon Rondon scored in the 76th, 5-3. Then John Cordoba scored in the 78th, 6-3. So with Venezuela losing and losing for the majority of the second half, they were scoreboard watching. Bolivia had taken the lead at home in El Alto, one of the highest altitude stadiums in the world. They took the lead in stoppage time in the first half via the penalty spot. Miguelito scored against Brazil, and they were able to make it hold up. Bolivia jumps Venezuela. They will go into the Interconfederational Playoff next March to be played here in the United States. And our old friend Efrain Morales, he played the full 90. He was one of the best players on the pitch for Bolivia, and he has helped, as he's become a regular for Bolivia, he has helped his nation get to this stage where they are trying to qualify for their second ever World Cup. Other news out of South America, Nicolas Otamendi and Moises Caicedo. Otamendi of Argentina, Caicedo of Ecuador. They were both red carded tonight in that match. They're going to miss the World Cup opener next year because of that red card. In CONCACAF, we'll get into that on the other side of the break. You've got games going on here right now. A couple have just started. A couple have just completed. We'll get you caught up on the CONCACAF picture, and then we'll talk about the U.S. men's national team, who got a big win tonight against Japan, one of the better teams in the world. A good win. What does it actually mean? What did we learn tonight? We'll let you know on the other side of the break. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.